from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We're at Allen Park. Lions practice about to get underway. Some players have trickled out. First player on the field today. Same as yesterday.
There you go.
Jake Bates.
Committed.
First player on the field. And all the specialists followed him. Long snappers have made their way out there. So apparently that's what happens probably each and every day. We're reacting to this soundbite. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback in a moment. Here's a soundbite from Dan Campbell yesterday about the backup quarterback situation. We want your genuine reaction when you hear what he had to say about the number two quarterback. Okay. I mean, he said you need conviction. And then when he mentioned Hooker needs reps and he needs time, I do know that. It sounds like, I mean, Nate Sudfeld is your number two quarterback going into this season, which I think is counterintuitive what the fans would think, because all we see is what happens on game day. And for you, you're a bit of a whoa when you heard it. And
well, just from a reaction from what a fan would say if you were to hear this. But,
yeah.
You know, I'll analyze it further, and it's not as much of a woe for me, but I think when you just hear that, and, you know, we do believe, we do take Dan Campbell at his word,
yep.
Nothing's final, nothing's set in stone there, and you can still change your opinion as the week goes on, and they'll still have a couple weeks of training camp before the regular season starts, and I don't know if they have to officially name who their number two quarterback is, but we'll find out soon enough.
For me, it's a reminder that so much more goes into it than what we see on game days. Let's get to your phone calls. Jeff is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, my reaction was, I think it was the right reaction, what Dan Campbell said. I mean, I know it's not a popular opinion, but I don't think Hooker's ready, and I don't think Nate Sudfeld is really that good, personally. And I think that just speaks to a bigger problem with the team, that they don't have an adequate backup. If Goff goes down, I think their season's over with, personally.
I think that happens with most teams in the NFL. Most contending teams, they don't have quality backups at this point. There'll be an exception or two, but I think we're all teams are kind of in that same boat, and hopefully you don't get there. You know, that's the issue, right?
You know, the question I had for you guys, too, was, you know, I look at it like Jordan Love behind Aaron Rodgers, and I look at Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre, and I don't know how long those guys developed, but they seem like they were with their systems for a long time, and I think that's the path Hooker's on. But
I think
for the season, if he goes down and they're trying to make a Super Bowl run, I mean, they better get somebody in there and that can step in and it's going to like at least keep the games close.
If Goff goes down for the season, then yeah, you're probably right, they're done. My question, bigger question, is what if Goff goes down for 3 weeks and you need, and you're in a battle for the division with Green Bay, and now you're talking about if that guy is good enough to win some games so that you're not conceding the division to Green Bay and going on the road first round of the playoffs and making it harder than it needs to be, right?
I mean, okay, that's a great point. But here's the question, though. The question is what package does Ben Johnson put in for each quarterback? Do you think for those three games you have a better chance with Sudfeld with the package that Ben Johnson puts in there? Or do you think Hendon Hooker does? And I think Sudfeld, if they go with those two guys, I think he's the better choice.
Well, and Dan Campbell, as much as said it in that soundbite, and you know, definition of having more experience and having been around more is he can run more of the offense right now than Hendon Hooker can.
I would look at it if your scenario plays out, if Goff goes down for a few weeks. I think it then becomes a fluid situation. Because what you can do then at that point is you can split reps in practice, which is something that, you know, right now you're not giving any first team reps to either one of these guys. It's going to Jared Goff. And when the regular season starts, you know who gets the first team reps? Jared Goff. The backup quarterback won't get many reps at all with the first team. Now, if there's an injury that takes place, well, then all of a sudden you split them maybe a little bit more. It'll be more equal. Then maybe it's 60-40 or 50-50 or whatever, but both guys will get a chance to work with him, and then you can get a better evaluation because now you'll finally see these guys working all week with the ones. So one guy that starts maybe the first week may not necessarily be the guy that would start in week two of, you know, while you're filling in for the quarterback.
Jeff, thank you for the phone call. Mike is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike. We lost Mike. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox, and a lot of it, from Major in Gross Point. Dan Campbell was just motivating Hendon Hooker. It's part of being a good coach, and Dan is definitely that.
I think it's part of that, getting him ready to get fired up for the game on Saturday.
I don't know if he is motivating him, honestly. I mean, if a player needs motivating when they're just trying to break into the league, that doesn't seem like it would be a realistic scenario. I don't know a player that would need motivating when he's trying to establish himself in the league. I mean, it's not like he's going to get cut, but I can't imagine that's part of it.
Well, I guess I don't think his decision's made yet. You know, he says he has, what was the phrase he used, that he's got, it didn't say leg up, but
he's got the upper hand.
He's got the upper hand. That doesn't mean that it's a firm upper hand. Doesn't mean that he can't be convinced otherwise. It's just that right now, if you're looking at the two guys, maybe the deciding factor for him just seems to be experience. And right now, you know, Nate Sudfeld has actually thrown 37 passes in a regular season, and Hendon Hooker has none passes in a regular season. None snaps in a regular season.
Unnamed texter, I don't think Dan Campbell sees quarterbacks rationally. Explains why Campbell liked Boyle over Blau. That's from an unnamed texter.
I don't think it's mattered. You know what matters? That he liked Jared Goff. And that he didn't give up on Jared Goff halfway through that first season when it was still a rough go. Lit a fire under him, and then what happened?
Yeah.
Then he's become one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Campbell believes Hendon Hooker will be the number two eventually. He just needs some reps. That's from Steve. And I mean, I would imagine that's true. I doubt they're building long-term plans around Nate Sudfeld. But short-term, it makes sense. Whoever gives you the best chance to win, and unfortunately for Hendon Hooker, and very fortunately for us, the Lions are in no position to be trying to spend extra time developing a young player. And by that, I don't mean you don't try to develop them, but I do mean when your expectation is Super Bowl, your number one priority is exactly that, Super Bowl. And if that means Nate Sudfeld gets more reps than Hendon Hooker because he's more prepared to win a game on a Sunday if necessary and can run more of the offense and you can do more things. I mean, because Nate Sudfeld's been playing with the number twos as well. How much better is he going to look behind this offensive line and with those weapons like Amon-Ra right there on the jugs machine again, and you could probably hear him being one of the first position players out.
Well, and the other thing is, if the Lions ever do get into a situation where, you know, they have to go to a backup,
yeah,
they do have a good team.
Yeah.
They have quality running backs. They have quality receiving core. They have one of the better tight ends in football and one of the best offensive lines in football. You know, either option is going to be more set up for success than other options in the league.
248-539-9797. Kang, our producer back in studio, of course, covers his team as much as anybody. Your thoughts on those comments from Dan Campbell?
You know, I understand your rationale, Doug. Like, they're, you know, the Lions' job, they're in a window right now where they're one of the, you know, five or six teams that legitimately has a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. So their job isn't necessarily to develop Hendon Hooker first and foremost. It's to win a Super Bowl, and whoever gives you that best chance to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, that's Jared Goff. Now, if Goff goes down and Hendon Hooker isn't as developed as they'd like him to be, they're going to have to go to Sudfeld. My issue is, if that was the main concern, like, hey, we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year, we don't have time to develop Hooker or as much as we'd like to, they should have got a better backup than Sudfeld. I mean, and I'm not saying they could have got, like, you know, the best backup quarterback. They could have got better than what Sudfeld has shown us, at least, you know, what we see. Now, we're not there at practice every day. I know you guys are there today, but every single day, other than experience, is he showing them something that's clear that he's got the upper hand on Hooker? Because when we see the preseason, it didn't look like that. It looks like at the least they're close, right? So I would just question, all right, you should have got a better backup than Sudfeld.
Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.